It is a £79 million investment. It's about the council continuing to provide warm, safe, well-maintained homes. And this investment will allow us to do a number of internal modernisations. The coming year will see us improve roughly 1,000 of our houses through installation of new kitchens, bathrooms, heating systems and electrical rewire. We'll also continue to improve our properties externally through roof replacement and also through rough casting works to our properties. We're also working with the Energy Agency to look at external insulation to our properties, and we're currently doing a project at King Street in Ayr opposite the Ayr Police Station. We recently carried out a review of our housing business plan to ensure that we had sufficient money to maintain our properties over the next 30 years. That process involved a survey of 2,000 of our homes to check the condition of them, and this investment now reflects the feedback we've had from that survey. We have sufficient funds to continue an investment programme over the coming years. It's likely that we will be looking to hit a target of 580 new social houses in South Ayrshire over the coming 5 years. Demand in South Ayrshire is really high in comparison to some other local authority areas. We have significant pressures in Prestwick, Troon and parts of Ayr, and the challenge for me and my team is to deliver housing for people at an affordable level in those towns. The internal modernisation to our properties will kick off in the next couple of months, and tenants are already being visited by our managing agent to survey the properties. With regards to new build properties, we are in the process of achieving planning permission for a site at Citadel Place in Ayr, and that will likely be our next development once the bungalow projects we have in Ayr complete.